Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. Today is the final day of Sukkot, and on the final day of Sukkot, it's a day also called Hoshana Rabbah, Great Salvation. And so we know that there's a teaching that the sealing of a person's judgment happens on Yom Kippur. However, you find in the Zohar and you find in the by the Arizal that they talk about the sealing of the judgment or the end of the judgment happening today on Hoshana Rabbah. So it's a big day, but we have to understand also how this works, right? And so the way it's understood is by the Eretz Tzvi, and I think others as well, is that this day is referred to as the Yom Ha'arava, the day of the willow, right? And why it's called that, there's a whole avodah, there's a whole different, a whole practice that we do with the willow branches. Not going to go into it now. But the point is that this is something that has no taste and no smell, right? Which hints to, in Jewish teachings, it hints to the idea that it's tending to the person that doesn't have any Torah and doesn't have any mitzvot. And so the idea is on this day, that person who's lacking in Torah and lacking in mitzvot, right, can pray, can add on prayer after prayer to be able to ask Hashem and to ask God for what's called a matnat chinam, a freebie, meaning to say that even if a person wasn't deserving of a positive judgment for the coming year, this is and even if that was already sealed previously, this is a day that the energy of the day, it's misugal, this day, the spiritual energy of the day is that even if a person is not in a place that's deserving, and even if their judgment was already, so to speak, sealed, a person can go ahead, I guess a person can always do this, but especially on this day, the energy of this day is that this day is especially conducive, that gates are opened for the person who doesn't have the merits, perhaps it doesn't have all the merits in the world, but can go ahead and beseech Hashem for a freebie. And this is the idea that this day is a day is big in prayer and has the power to be mevatel, to annul, or to sweeten the previous judgment that occurred on Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and to receive more than what's really fitting for him or her. And so we should maybe be blessed to be able to take advantage of this day. And obviously we should be involved in celebration today because it's a day of Sukkot, but also to know the hiddenness of this day and the hidden potential of this day. And it's a day that's big in prayer and for hopefully coming to Hashem from a place of knowing where, of being makir mekomo, of a person recognizing where they're really at, they're recognizing their deficiencies and recognizing that perhaps they're lacking the Torah and the mitzvot that they could have acquired and could have achieved in the previous year, and then turning to Hashem and asking for more than what really they're worthy of. So we should be blessed to be able to take advantage of this time, and Hashem should bless all of us. May Hashem bless all of us with matnat chinam, with greater things even than what we're really deserving of. My friends, have a good, meaningful day, and also have a great holiday of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah coming up. And Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.